There's a land that is fairer than there, and by faith we can see it at far. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melody, a song of the bliss. In our spirit shall sorrow no more, nor the sign or the blessing of rain. In the sweet by and by, we shall be for sure. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessing that hallowed our day. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We are often tossing and reared on the restless sea of time, somber sky and bowling tempts of succeed and bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the midst are all the way, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the same, oh, good and God, oh, we will tell how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, one of food, one of shelter, dusty barren friendland. We are trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story, for we'll understand hans ner och fantigas han är väl. En av hans armé tog blitt från many thoughtless heard or did. And we wonder why that is when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the sin, oh, God, I'll gather on, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. There is a name I love to hear. It's how to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The Satan's name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. How I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. I love Jesus, oh, I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. He tells me what my Father is for every day, and how I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus. How I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe, who in its sorrow is a that none can be below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. A friend, friendship with Jesus, a friend of Jesus, oh, what bliss that one so weak as I should ever have a friend like this to lead me to the sky. Friendship with Jesus. divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion! Jesus is a friend of mine, a friend that I, the friendship says, a friend when others. Jesus is a friend of mine, a friend to lead me in the dark, a friend who knows the way.
Thank you, Lord.
A friend to steer my weak, frail back, a friend my debts to pay. With Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion! Jesus is a friend of mine, a friend when sickness leaves me low. When death draws near, a friend has looked the way I go, a friend to help and cheer. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. What blessed sweet communion! Jesus is a friend of mine, a friend when life grows woe, yes, so a friend when death is bound, a friend to greet on heaven's shore. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion! Jesus is a friend of mine.
Oh, hallelujah! Oh, we thank the Lord. As we have found a real friend in Him, and He is everything to us. He's our Savior, He's our Lord, He's a friend, He's a Father, He's everything to us. As we sing that song also, He's everything to me. He's everything to me. He's my Father, my Mother, my sister and my brother. Oh, He's everything to me. Oh, hallelujah. How many love Him? Shall we stand? And let us just say, Lord, we thank You that You are everything to us. Your grace, Your mercies, Your protection, Your loving kindness towards us. Oh, we have no words even. But Lord Jesus, You know our heart, how much we also love You, because You first loved us. Let's thank Him for the day so far, what He has done for us. Let's say, Lord, we thank You. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank You, Lord Jesus, because You are everything to us, Lord. Father, we thank You for the day so far, Lord. Oh, we have seen that it has been your mercies, your grace, your protection towards us, Lord. Father, we know the Lord Jesus, every footstep that we have taken today, Lord, you have guided them, Lord. And Father, we thank you for our homes, Lord. We thank you for our working places. We thank you for our children. We thank you, Lord Jesus, oh, even for the beauty, the Lord Jesus, we can see in you, Lord. Father, even the grace that you have given to us, Lord, oh, to find ourselves right in your presence, Lord, this evening. Father, we know your word says so, that no one can approach unto you except the Father draws him. And Lord, as we are in your presence, Lord, we know, oh, is the Father, you have drawn us, Lord, closer to you because you have something, Lord, oh, to share, oh God, with us, Lord. You have something in store for us. And so, Lord Jesus, oh, we come with all humility this evening, Lord. Oh, with our sacrifice, Lord Jesus, oh, we come, Lord, to sit at your feet, O God, and that, Lord Jesus, your word which is alive, your word that has been preserved, O Lord, for us in this age that we are in, Lord. Father, here we are tonight, Lord Jesus, seeking, O God, to receive abundantly and exceedingly from you, O God. Father, let us live here and know very well that, Lord, we have truly met you, Lord. We thank you for, once again, the journey mercies you have given to us from our various places, Lord. And now, Lord Jesus, as we stand before you, Lord, oh, now speak to us, Lord. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God richly bless you. God richly bless you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to the house of the Lord. Tonight, we are here to look to him. Praise God. Maybe he has something for us tonight which we want to look into. Something to bring us into that kind of remembrance. Where are we standing? Amen. We want to know where we are. Praise God. As I keep you standing for a moment before we read the word, I want to just say something here. One time the prophet went to India, Bombay, and he read in the newspaper a story, and it was about a particular day, all the birds that were in the walls where they make their nests, praise God, among the rocks, they all started to fly away. Praise God. And the prophet said it wasn't only the birds, but also the cattle and the sheep, which always come in out of the field. And they also normally stand by these walls, praise God, to get what? Shade. Amen. He said, all, now let's see what the prophet said here. He said, and also the cattle and sheep come in out in the field and stand in the afternoon around the shade of these walls to keep out of the hot direct rays of that tropical sun. And all of a sudden, the birds flew away from their homes and went into the fields, in the trees and bushes. And the cattle moved out from around the fences. And the sheep went out in the field and stood leaning against one another. Oh, something was fixing to happen. Praise God. The wall where these birds make their nests, the wall which gave shade unto the cattle and the sheep, now this particular day, all the birds started to fly away out from what? Their nests. And the sheep also moved onto the fields, leaning to one another. The cattle also left the shade. They went into the field. Something was fixing to happen. Praise God. And the prophet said, all of a sudden, there was an earthquake.
shook all the walls down. If the little birds had stayed in their nest, they would have been killed. If the cattle and the sheep would have stayed around the walls, they would have been killed. Amen. And he said they stayed there for about 2 days because constantly they were coming what? Other earthquakes, small ones and big ones, large ones. And after a while, the cattle, the sheep, and the bears all flew back, all came back. The bears came to see what was left of their what? Of the nest in the rocks, in the walls. And then he said, the newspaper said, that's a sign that the earthquakes are over. Amen. When the animals came back, the people could know that the earthquakes are over. Praise God. Look how the wonder, how wonderful God uses nature even to speak to us. Amen. And he said, God that led the bears and the sheep and the cattle into the ark was that same God that did what? Brought that instinct among these animals to move away from the towers of Babel. Amen. That was fixing to fall. And then how much more ought born again men and women to know how to flee out? Praise God. Animals had the instinct to know that something was fixing to happen. So they had to leave to safety. Amen. And the prophet is asking, what about born again men and women? Amen. To know how also to flee, having seen that something is fixing to happen. And then the prophet said, upon this, let's approach the word now. Let's turn to Joshua 20. Let's read 1-4. Praise God. And then we shall read Proverbs 18:10. Joshua 20:1-4. Let's hear the word of God. And the Lord also spoke unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out of your cities, appoint out of you cities of refuge, whereof I speak unto you by the hands of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither, and they shall be your refuge for the avenger of blood. And when he had doth flee unto one of those cities, shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city. And they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. Amen. When you continue reading, you will find out that as he enters into that city of refuge, even when the avenger comes, he can never take him out of that city. The elders of the city can never give him out. Praise God. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we have read your word, God. And Heavenly Father, we know one of these days grace will be over. And now, Lord, we know that the seat of judgment will take its place. And Lord, who is he that can stand, oh, to your throne of judgment, Lord? That's why, Lord, we have run under the blood of Jesus Christ. And even tonight, Lord,
He said, no one can approach unto you except the Father draws him. And so, Lord, we know that we have not come on our own. It's you that have drawn us, Lord Jesus. So, Father, this evening, with all humility, Lord, we sit at your feet, O God, to hear from you something that, Lord Jesus, will bring awareness to us to know where we are standing, O God. Father, we know that you've provided, for us a way of escape. But, Lord Jesus, we want to examine ourselves, Lord, and make sure that, Lord, we have taken that provided way, O God, and that, Lord, we are under that city of refuge, which is Christ in this our day. We thank you for your word, Lord. And even, Father, I stand here not to be seen or to be heard, Lord. Speak now, Lord Jesus. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. Sorry for keeping you standing for a while. Amen. Yeah. This evening, let's just look where we are standing. My dear sister, you're welcomed. God bless you. We want to see where we are standing. Praise God. And we have a topic this evening. Just examine ourselves this evening. The city of refuge. City of refuge. Amen. When the children of God were in the wilderness, God instructed that when they were dividing the inheritance, God requested that 42 cities must be given to the Levites because they were separate from what the inheritance, the 12 tribes. They were the priesthood. That 42 cities must be what, assigned to the Levites. And then another 6 cities, apart from the 42, another 6 cities must be under the Levites. And these 6 cities must be the city of refuge. Amen. And the city of refuge is when someone had committed sin or had killed someone unconsciously, praise God, unwittingly. When somebody has done that kind of, maybe caused someone's death, not intentionally, but you know, the family of those people, they will never believe that it was intentional or not. It's painful that they have lost someone they love. So definitely, they will be chasing you. Praise God. Because that time, the prophet said, all that they knew was tooth for the tooth and eye for an eye. So if you have killed our family member, we will also kill you. Praise God. And so, God asked Joshua, he first asked Moses, that these cities must be what? Assigned. But it was in the time of Joshua that these cities were what? Assigned to the Levites. And this man that has committed this crime unintentionally can run into one of these cities. And when he gets to the gate, he will tell the elders, he will declare his cause. Praise God. A form of what? Confession. And they know that truly, it wasn't your intention to kill. They will take you into the city and give you a place to live. And even when your avengers come, they cannot take you out because you have escaped into the city of refuge. Amen. And everything that is in the Old Testament is a type in spiritual in our time. Amen. The city of refuge is what? In our time is what? It's Christ. Praise the Lord. So now, let's look at
something here. The prophet in the message book, the Queen of Sheba, preached in Beaumont in 1961. He said, "Oh, we are all happy to be Christians, aren't we?" I want to hear amen. Yes, the prophet asks you a question. He said, "Oh, we are all happy to be Christians, aren't we?" Amen. He said, "I wonder what we could look to tonight if it wasn't for Christ. We came here not for anything, but because of whom? Because of Christ. Praise God. Not because of Brother Vlad or Brother Mike or Brother Ailey. No, sir. We came because of Christ." He said, "What hope would we have if it wasn't for Christ? What hope do we have? Where could we settle? Where could we base anything for a foundation today outside of Christ?" Praise God. Whatever foundation, whatever life you want to start, whatever thing you want to do, if you have Christ, you have got Christ as the foundation, what is the need of it? Everything that we would do in this life, the foundation has to be what? Has to be Christ. Praise God. And he said, "Oh, sinner friend, you in this little auditorium tonight, let me warn you, flee from the wrath that is to come." Amen. "There's only one hiding place. I'm glad that God made a city of refuge. Christ Jesus, we can run in and we are safe." Amen. Like the scripture we read, Proverbs 18:10, said, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it, and it is what? Is safe." Praise God. The name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, is a strong tower. It's a mighty tower. And so if you are seeking refuge, run into it, and you'll be safe. Amen. And as I was saying, the prophet repeated here that in the Old Testament, there was a time when man could build up pressure way back there, you see. And that was when he has done something wrong. If he has shed innocent blood, well, then he is on the run, see. Because as soon as that man that he killed, some of his people will hunt him till they found him. And they will kill him because it was what? Tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye. That's the way how they were living. And so he couldn't stop anywhere. He's a fugitive. He didn't know what to do. He was on the run. A very type of today. I think that's what's causing so much pressure. We are on the run. That's what's the matter with the world today. Amen. Praise God. The whole world, there is something, there is tension among the people in this whole world. No matter, my brother, it's not only Christians that we know that we are in that kind of world, a tension. He said the whole world. He said there is something fixing to happen. They know. Everyone knows it. That there is fixing. Something is fixing to happen. And what are many people doing? Is that they are drinking themselves to death with pleasure and everything else. See? Everyone is on the run. They know there is something fixing to happen. They will speak of it. We know that something is fixing to happen. The world may be blown up before even daylight. Everybody knows that one of these days, the whole world will be blown out. And he said, every nation is under what? Is under tension. Amen. Every nation is under tension. And he said, now, in the Old Testament, sin in some of this trouble was accidentally done. See, when you kill someone, it is when it is accidentally done. And if you are innocent and not guilty, God makes a way for you.
Amen.
If you are not guilty, God makes a way for you. Now, if a man killed a man just deliberately with what? Premeditated, he was lost. He could not come into this place. If it was what? Intentional. You cannot go into what? This city of refuge. But if he did it accidentally, he didn't mean to do it, then there was a city of refuge. And one of them was Ramoth Gilead.
Amen.
And now the people could come to this city of refuge if accidentally they had done nothing, something wrong. He didn't mean to. He would come to the city of refuge and go to the gates. And the gatekeeper would ask him why he was coming. What was his idea of coming? Then his case was pleaded. And when his case was pleaded at the gate and the man is found innocent, he did not do it willfully, then the man was taken into the city as a place of refuge. Then the enemy could not get him. But if he lied and done it wrong and come to the city of refuge, though he was holding to the altar, his enemy had the privilege and right to drag him out from the altar and kill him. Yes, sir. Because he was guilty and it was premeditated. And he had to be punished.
Amen.
Said no chance for him if he did it what? Willfully. Now we've come to the understanding of what the city of refuge is. Praise God. And so, the prophet now bringing us to this place. He said, if you want to do right, I'm so glad tonight to tell you that there is a city of refuge, and that's Jesus Christ. If you don't want to do wrong, the enemy is after you. There is a way of escape. And that escape is Jesus Christ. Praise God. And he said again, you see, we are laying the foundation. He said again, one thing, he had to come on his own free will. When you are going to this city of refuge, you go there on your own what? On your own free will. Because you want salvation, isn't it? And that's the way you come to Christ also. You come on what? On the basis of what? Free will. And then another thing, the prophet said, you must be satisfied while you are there. Amen. While you have entered into the city of refuge, you must be what? Satisfied and be there. Amen. You can't hang around every day crying, I would like to go out. No, sir. I would like to go out. You must stay put. You must willfully want to stay. It must be that you want to stay in that city. Praise God. We are laying the foundation. And when you come to Christ, you can't look back to the world. See? When you go into this city of refuge, that's where, now that's your home. Praise God. You cannot request that you want to go out. This city is not like the city I was in. Praise God. You know, the city I came from. Oh, there are what? Discos and all this kind. But when I came in here, there's no disco. Praise the Lord. Oh, there are so many what? women in the streets, but here when I came to this city, there you can't find any woman, so I want to go back. You go back, your enemies cannot what? Take, because you have come out from the city of refuge, your enemy can hold you and kill you. Amen. So when you have, you come with what? The prophet says you come with your free will. You've entered into the city. So whatever the city provides, you must what? You must accept it. Praise God. And then the prophet said the same thing is when you come to Christ, you can't look back to the world. Amen. The Bible said, he that puts his hands on the plow and turns to look back is not worthy of what? Worthy of plowing. You understand that adage in the what? In the Bible. When you have decided to what? To put your hands upon the plow, you don't look back. You don't look sideways. Amen. Because if you do, you will never be in what? In straight line. Praise God. When you put your hand upon the plow, you see, you know the animal, the cattle is leading. You have put the plow behind it. But you are the one to steer it. Because when it tries to go left, you are handling, you are holding the handle. Praise God. You hold it so that as it the animal goes where you want it to go, that's where it will go. You are controlling. But when you turn to look back or turn to look sideways, you have no more what vision of where the animal is going. And so you will not be in straight line. So that's why I said, he that puts his hands on the plow and turns to look back is not worthy of plowing, because you will get everything wrong. Amen. So now we've got what? We've got the foundation of what the city of refuge is. That if you did it unintentionally, you kill someone unintentionally, you have every right to run into one of these cities and you will be safe. Praise God. Brethren, that's what the prophet is saying. Now, we have a city of refuge. And that city of refuge is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we know that you and I, we were born and created. You see, God created us in his own image. He created us in his own image. Praise the Lord. But because of one man's disobedience, oh, we were seen to be what? We all became sinners. Praise the Lord. And so it wasn't your intention, my brother. It wasn't my intention. But it was because of one man's disobedience that has made us what? Become what we are. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Because of one man's disobedience. It wasn't your intention. That wasn't how God created you. He created you in his own image. Praise God. And so, you are just like that man that has committed a murder unintentionally. And so that person is what? Can be received in the city of refuge. So that's the position you and I, we found ourselves. Amen. We never committed sin. But someone, one man's disobedience that has made us what? Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Praise the Lord. And so, now, the enemy is behind us. We have now become a tool in his hands. Because we have been born in sin, we have become a tool in his hands now. And now, my brother, what are you waiting for? There is a city of refuge for you to run into. And that city of refuge is Christ. Praise God. And he said, when the man reaches the gate, he gives the cause, his reason why he is what? He is running into the city. And so it is also, if we now want to run away from the sin that has now overshadowed us, we go to the gates and we need to what? Confess. Praise God. Confession to enter into what? Christ. We need to say everything, how the whole thing happened. This man had to say everything, not what? Leaving one word, one instance of what? The situation, what actually happened. He has to give every detail. Amen. Every detail how the whole thing happened. This man happened, he happened to what? Just because of this, and then the club hit him and he died. He had to give all details. Because the people at the gate, the elders at the gate, they know. And they can know that you are what? You are innocent. And they will allow you into the city. That's the same, my brother, when we go to Christ, we need to do what? We need to confess all our sins, everything, not leaving even one out of it. Amen. Because he says that if you lie, we just read it, if you lie and the elders put you in, praise God. When it comes out, and definitely it will come out, amen, then the avenger can what? Can come in and take you out from that city and kill you. Praise the Lord. You cannot what? Lie before Christ. You don't need to what? Hide even one atom of your sin, where if you want to enter into this city of refuge, you have to lay everything before him. Praise God. Because when you lie and keep one little sin that you fail to confess, my brother, my sister, your position in that city will surely, will never be what? Will never end. Amen. It will surely come to a time that you surely have to what? Go out. Because you didn't confess every little single bit of your sin before entering into that city of refuge. One day you will come out. Because that sin is still hanging around your neck. Amen. So if we go to, we want to enter into the city of refuge, Christ, we must what? Our confession must be total and complete. Praise God. Because if you hold one, it will still hang on you. You will surely come out. You can never live there. Praise the Lord. So that is why many people say they are Christians, they get baptized, we are believers, and yet, don't know how to happen, they come out. Praise the Lord. Because it hasn't been what? Total, sincere. What? Confession. They have not what? Done it in that way. Amen. And now, it is what? It is telling us, exhorting us, that every one of us, let us what? Enter into the city of refuge. Praise God. He said here, The man must stay in the refuge. He can't go in there and complaining. Amen. You can't go in there and be complaining when you come into Christ. Oh, yes, many. Let's go on. Said, you can't go in there complaining. You must want to stay. Amen. Amen. If we say we have entered into that refuge, city of refuge, Christ, then we must what? We must want to stay. No complaining about it. Because outside, he dies. Inside, you are safe. Amen. Well, I want to say something to the people here. If you are not a Christian, I come to this city of refuge. The prophet is saying, I came to this city of refuge about 30 years ago. And brother, I've never wanted to go out. Amen. I've never wanted to go out. Oh, I come into Christ. Everything that I longed for was here. Amen. Anything that I long for is here. I don't want to go out. That's the prophet giving his own testimony. He said, I pray daily. Oh God, I'm so happy here. Just let me stay. See? I'm just happy here. Let me stay, God. I want to stay. I'm happy here. I'm happy in Christ. And I want to stay. I never want to leave. I know he will never leave me. I know he will never leave me. And the pressure gets great. If it does, then he is our outlet. Even when you are in Christ and the pressure becomes so great, he is still what? Your outlet. Amen. So we don't have to worry about. Amen. That the city of refuge, he took your worries. In the city of refuge, in Christ, he takes all your worries. So why do you worry? Amen. Amen. You shouldn't worry. Oh, yes, sir. My brother, my sister, let's take notice of these things. As long as you believe that you are in Christ, don't worry about anything.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Very good. I've heard amen. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about anything. Oh, yes, sir. He said, you don't cast your cares on him, for he careth for you.
Amen.
Cast all your cares to him. You can just sit down. Sometimes, just sit down quietly, then begin to talk to him. My master, Lord. But sometimes that's the way how I do in my prayer. Praise the Lord. Just talking to him. Praise the Lord. Lord, what about this? Like I'm talking to my Lord. It's because he's my friend. Amen. He's my savior. He's everything to me. As we sang this praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just talk to him. As he's just seated with you. Say, Lord, today I want to sit down and consider these things. Praise the Lord. Talk. He's listening to you. Very effective. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Cast your cares upon him because he careth for you. He said, don't worry about your cares. He said, that is his business.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet, that is his business. Amen. I've come into the city now. And so everything he had to provide for me. Because I've left everything behind. I came with all what I had, I was wearing. Praise the Lord. So he has to care for me. Isn't it?
Amen.
He has to give me a house. He has to give me all the benefits. As you praise the Lord. all the benefits he has to give to me. Amen. Amen. My food, everything. Praise God. Amen. If I want to do a course, he has to what, provide a way for me to get the course to be done. If I want to work, he has to provide it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because I came with nothing. Yes, sir. That's his business. So why do you worry? Eh? Sit down. Oh, my sister, my brother, that will not work. Rather, straighten up and talk with him.
Amen.
Cast all cares upon him. That's his business. See? Now, let's look at Noah's day. The prophet was trying to let us know that why the need for us to run into that city of refuge. Because he has given us signs to watch that something is fixing, when something is about to fixing to happen. He's given us all the signs. Amen. As we started the birds and the animals that moved away from the wall. See, if the people had watched closely, they would have seen that something was fixing to happen. Praise God. All the birds flew away from what? From the walls, where they have their nets. And then the animals, the sheep and the cattle, that had been standing on by the shade of the walls in Bombay, in India, all of them moved away from the wall. They went into the fields, the birds in the trees and in the bushes. It was what? A message. God using nature to what? Bring a message to the people. And he said, all of a sudden, strong earthquake. Amen. Shook the whole walls down. And how many people died? See, God always gives us that kind of water warning. And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when on the time of the Son of Man, the coming of the Son of Man. And in the days of Noah, they got a sign also. Amen.
Amen.
Noah never went to the forest to go and drive all the animals come and enter into the ark. No, sir. But when Noah had finished with the ark, something strange happened. The last sign, that's what the prophet said. The last sign to tell the people that something was about to happen. Something was fixing to happen. The last sign. Saw elephant, male and female, just coming from nowhere. They enter into the ark. Tiger, male and female. Lion, male and female. Every animal, male and female. And the people were watching. Watching and watching. Oh, strange sight. Praise God.
Amen.
Noah was just standing by the gate. Amen.
Amen.
And the animals were entering. The last sign that should have told the people, hey, something is fixing to happen. Praise God. This is the time I should run to Noah and say, Noah, I surrender. Please, I want to enter also. Praise God. Animals are entering and human beings watching. Yes, sir. That's the same thing. The ark stands the same as Christ. Praise God. We've seen the last sign, everything around us showing that the coming of the Lord is so near. Praise God. The last sign was given to them. And they refuse it. Amen. As the prophet just normally, sometimes he said, some of them went as far as to what? To sit near the ark. Said they come to the borderline. Said, when we see any little sign, then we also go in. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, borderline. Borderline believers. Just like what? The children of Israel, when they got to what? The time of crossing into what? Crossing over into what? Into the promised land. Joshua sent 12 elders, go and spy the land and bring what? And bring us evidence. They went. You know the story already. Amen. 10 elders said, the place, the giants over there, we cannot take the place. But Joshua and Caleb, they brought evidence. Amen. That what God said is very true. Praise the Lord. And though we look like grasshoppers, but still we can what? We can possess that land. Amen. So let's go and possess it. And this tells them, no, we can't. Borderline believers. And they all died there. Amen. Praise God. And so some other prophets said they went to sit by the ark. If we see any sign, then we quickly will also get into it. But praise the Lord. When the last animal entered, it wasn't what Noah that closed the door. Noah is a very light-hearted man. He is so kind. He loves people. If the key were to be in Noah's hand, when the rain started dropping, they went knocking, Noah, open. Noah might have opened the door, but the key was not in his hand. It was what? Said the Bible said God closed the door. Brethren, one of these days will be closed on the pulpit here. Praise the Lord. We have what? The time now to make sure we've entered into the city of refuge. That's Christ. Amen. My brother, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault at all. You never committed any sin. It was somebody's disobedience that had made you what you are. But God has provided what? Have given us a provision, given us what? That city of refuge, Christ, to enter. And when we go in, let us what? Because let's hear, read something here. He said, listen, don't stay out. Because it's not, you have done nothing wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God created you, what? Like in his own image. Listen to what the prophet said. See, if your unbelief is what, he said, your unbelief is what condemns you. See, it is your unbelief that what that condemns you. God don't send you to hell because you are a sinner. No, sir. God will not send you to hell because you are a sinner. He sends you to hell because you reject your provision that's made for you. Amen. You've rejected what? The city of refuge. Then, surely, said, God don't send you to hell because you are a sinner. He sends you to hell because you reject your provision that's made for heaven. See? You just reject that. You see, you don't have to do a thing. You don't have to do a thing to go to hell. Only thing you do to go to hell is to reject what? Jesus. Just fail to believe his word. That's all you have to do to what? To see hell. to reject what? The city of refuge. To fail to enter into the city of refuge. Again, this message, what went ye out to see? Preach 1959, paragraph 26. He said, you can't help what you are. What you are, you can't help it. Even if you are a sinner, you are not responsible for being a sinner. Amen. You are not responsible for being a sinner. So that means you committed it unintentionally. And so you have every right to enter into the city of refuge. To enter into what? Christ. Praise God. He said you are responsible for remaining a sinner. See? You are responsible for remaining a sinner. God will not condemn you for being a sinner. But he condemns you for remaining to be a sinner. Amen. My brother, there is a provision. There is a city of refuge, Christ. Noah's day, they saw the last sign. Today, we are seeing the obvious that what? The day is getting closer. Amen. I believe sometimes when you preach about the time is getting closer, it looks as if some people don't like it. Amen. It looks as if, but I've not yet enjoyed the world. Why is Christ come? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've not yet married and have children, then Christ has to come. When you preach about the coming of Christ, some people don't like it at all. Praise the Lord. But the thing is, any preacher that won't preach that the coming of Christ is near, he is not sent of God. Amen. Because he said in 2 Peter 3, 4, 7, see, those things are what? Are the ways of the scoffers. The scoffers, they say that, where is this coming? The Bible is saying it, brethren. If it is not true, every word is very true. The question is, well, the Lord may tarry. But do you know how you yourself, how long are you going to tarry? Praise the Lord. Does it? Yes, maybe the Lord will tarry. But do you know how long it's for you to tarry also? Do you know what will happen to you? The next, maybe even it is standing by the door here. How would you know? You don't know your time. Amen. Anything can happen to you tomorrow next. That's why you got to enter into the city of refuge, Christ. Amen. Don't be a borderline waiting that, okay, when I see that California falls into the sea, then I will run to be a Christian. I'll go and baptize. My brother, do you know what will happen to you before California falls into the world, into the sea? Don't know. Anything can happen. That's why. Because many people feel that when they enter into the city of refuge, see, they always want their own, how the city they came from. All the enjoyment and other things is not found in this city of refuge. So they find it very difficult, complaining. Praise the Lord. No, sir. The prophet said, everything that I want is in this city. Amen. Everything that I want is in this city. The joy is there. Amen. Everything is right in this city of refuge. And so I don't want to go out. Lord, help me. I don't want to go out. See? Praise the Lord. Let us not be like the children of Israel when they left Egypt. They were supposed to take... See, Moses said, when Pharaoh told Moses, look, okay, you can go, but leave all your cattle and sheep behind and then go. Moses said, huh? Even the hoof of what? Of the animal, the hoof, we will not leave behind. Praise God. We are going with everything. But what happened? The people left the most important thing behind in Egypt. Their heart was still in Egypt. See? They left their heart in Egypt. Whilst Moses said, we won't leave even the hoof of the cattle even behind. Then the people left the most important thing, their hearts, behind. So all along, we are marching to the promised land. Their heart was still in what? Was still in Egypt. Praise God. So small time. Ah, we remember. We remember the fish, the melons, the cucumbers. No, that we did eat in Egypt. See, their heart is still there. Small time, Moses, you brought us here to kill us. Are there no graves in Egypt? Let's make a captain and go back. See? Always their heart is still in Egypt. Praise the Lord. They were entering into the city of refuge. But look at what is happening. All their heart is still in what? So when you enter, my brother, carry your whole of you, your heart, your thought, your mind, everything. Enter into the city of refuge. Everything is there. Amen. It's only you have not probed it. As the psalmist said, one thing, amen. One thing I desire and will seek after is to dwell in the house of the Lord the whole of my life. And to what? And to behold his beauty. And to what? To inquire into his temple. Praise the Lord. You have not done that. You go to what? Behold that beauty. Everything is in there. Inquire into the temple. All what you are looking for, it is there. Amen. Oh, praise God. So he said, let's now the text I wanted us to read. Maybe I forget it now. The scoffers always, they don't like to preach about what? The coming of Christ. You see? Let's read that. 2 Peter 3, 4, 7. 2 Peter 3, 4, 7. Yeah. And then they said, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? See? Those are the scoffers. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. You see? Things are just the same. Eh? I sleep, I wake up, the same. Huh? For this they willingly are ignorant of. See, willingly they have become ignorant. Because they don't want to probe. They don't want to inquire into. They don't want to see the things that are happening, the signs. And that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. You see. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Amen. The first earth, praise God, perished. And he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so would be in this our time. And so this second world also is ready to what? Is ready to perish. It will survive. Amen. Look at 1 Peter 3:20. It is what? It is the long suffering of God. You see, if you are watching all these things, my brother, these things are just what? The long suffering of God. Amen. And let us not look at the long suffering of God as slackness. It's that we sometimes were disobedient, as he's talking about what? Talking about Noah's day. We sometimes were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. The same long suffering of God is waiting in this our day. It is not slackness. Amen. Is what? Even the dispensation of the Gentile age is what? It's over. Praise the Lord. We have received what we need to receive. The only thing is that the gospel needs to be preached in every corner of the world. Amen. According to what? According to the word of God. Praise the Lord. You see, it's the long suffering of God. While the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is 8 souls, were saved by what? Were saved by water. And this time also, it's going to be what? The same few people. Amen. My brother, my sister, tonight, let's look at what? Somebody like Jacob, which we have been calling his name many times, quite recently. See, let's remember Jacob. Jacob was on the run. Amen. He was looking for a place of refuge. Praise God. He was looking for a place of refuge. Because before him, there was an enemy. Behind him, there was an enemy. And he was hemmed between. And he found out that now, this is my end. And he needed only one thing. One thing Jacob needed. A place of refuge. Amen. That's the way, my brother, we must also see yourself. That all around you, you don't know. Amen. The enemy that is pursuing you, looking for what? A chance to devour you. This is the only safe place, is the city of refuge, Christ. Why don't you? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and they are safe. Why don't you run into it? Jacob, seeking for a place of refuge. And as we heard the other time, he did what? All that he had, all what was around him, he sent everything away from him. Amen. So that he would be left alone. So that he could what? Now, wrestle with God. Lord, I need a refuge. Amen. And the refuge came. Praise God. And he wrestled with the situation. Till his very name even was changed. Praise God. His very name even was changed. And from there, when he had entered down into the city of refuge, praise God, there was no more fears. Amen. No more fears. And he was ready to meet even the enemy, his own brother. He was ready to meet him. Praise God. That is what? That is a man that has entered into that refuge. Brethren, tonight, it's just a short hesitation for us to know if we surely we have entered into that city of refuge. Praise God. Let us be sure that we are not standing outside, because outside is death, but inside is life. Praise God. How many love him? Brethren, tonight, if you are still not sure about, just speak with him and tell him, Lord, I want to really. Or you feel like all the time trying to go back. Something trying always drawing you out again. That means, brother, your confession has not been what? Has not been all right. Praise God. If something is still pulling you to come out, if your mind still is following the things that you did in the past, then, my brother, something is not really right. Praise God. Let us what? We have every chance and opportunity. We have every privilege. Oh, to what? To enter into that city of refuge. Praise the Lord. Brother Vlad, just come and let's see you sing some choruses and meet him, talk to him, the Lord. Today, I enter into the city of refuge. And I'm not ready to come out. That's going to be my place. Now, all that is in there, I want to claim all to thy glory. Amen. If there is something still not, something that always try to take you away, why don't you confess it to him? Amen. The thing that normally always pulling you, drawing your attention and all, kill it tonight. Amen. By confessing it and saying, Lord, it's over. It's over. Amen. All of me, I put upon this, the altar. Praise the Lord. Take me and make me your own. Take me and mold me. Take me, O Lord Jesus, and strengthen me. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Justify.
Let's stand.
Justify.
And sing it.
You have no dining in the first place. You justify.
Believe it that
justify.
You never did it in the first place.
Justify.
You never did it. You are justified.
You have no dining.
So you have every right
in the first place
to enter into that city of refuge.
Sitting alone and wondering about what I am supposed to do.
And all
deny the times I made mistakes. I can't hide from him in you. But I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry.
Honest I do.
So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. Oh, justify, you have not done it in the first place. You justify, oh, justify, you have not done it in the first place to justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall, cause he promised I'd be victorious when I know I'm not at all. Then I heard an eagle scream, his voice taking my soul. Said you no done it in the first place. You justify, oh, justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, 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 oh, justify. justified.
Oh, you have no done it
in the first place to justify. He looked at your perfect picture without blame.
Oh, I love that.
Smoldering car.
Amen.
He'll look at you where you are.
Yes,
now.
Sir.
They look from eternity. He said, you just trapped in that body. Oh, my past. Your
oh, hallelujah.
You have no done it in the first place to justify. Oh, justify. Oh, justify. You're not done it in the first place to justify. 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 You have not done it in the first place to justify. He looked at your perfect picture.
Oh, yes, sir.
Without blame, smoldering car. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you just trapped in that body. My past, your theophany. You have not done it in the first place to justify. Oh, justify.
Oh,
justify. You have not done it in the first place to justify. Justify, justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place to justify.
Oh, give me that word that he looks at your perfect picture. See what the Lord is looking at you. See? He looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot, or wrinkle. Amen. That's how you are. Amen. That's how he created you. And it was just by what? Oh, just by one disobedience that made you what you are. But he's not looking at what you are now. He knows how he made you. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And tonight, we believe that we have entered into the city of refuge. Mm-hmm. I believe everyone here is right in the city. So tonight now, in the city of refuge, he said, there are all provisions. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Everything is there. So what do you want tonight? Amen. Everything is there. So what do you want tonight? Praise God. Just put it in, ask him tonight. Everything, the provision, everything in that city is only because maybe we have not inquired into his temple. Maybe we have not observed how beauty the whole thing looks. Praise God. Tonight, what's your request? What's on your heart? Everything is in Christ. Amen. It's in the city of refuge. So tonight, why don't you say every promise in this book is mine? Oh, every chapter, every verse, every line. Okay, let's give it to our song leader to give us, so that now you ask everything, anything that you want tonight. We have only 10 minutes to ask what we want from him. Praise God.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. Oh, I am trusting in his love divine. Oh, yes. Every promise in this book is mine. I believe it, oh, every
Bible is mine.
Amen. Oh,
every chapter, every
verse, oh yes, the Lord.
Every
chapter, every line is mine. Oh, I'm trusting in you, Lord.
In his love.
Oh, that when I ask tonight, I will receive, and even you have already given it to me. Everything is in Christ. Oh, yes, sir. Let's sing it once again. Oh,
every promise in this book
is mine. Oh, every. Oh, sing with joy, because you are going to receive whatever you are going to ask tonight. Because it's in the city of refuge. It's in Christ.
In his love.
Oh, praise God. Every promise in this book. Let's sing it again. Oh, let's stamp it again. Oh, yes.
Every promise in this book is mine.
Oh, every chapter, every verse,
every
line. Oh, yes. Oh, I am trusting in this love divine. Oh, every chapter in. Oh, let's sing it again. Oh, yeah.
Every promise in this book is mine.
Oh,
every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in his love.
Then take it. It's yours now. Let us all pray. Now bring your request to him. Now inquire into his temple tonight. All what is on your heart, it is there for you to take tonight. My brother, believe it. My sister, believe it. Everything you are requiring is there. Amen. It's in the city of refuge. It's there for you to take. It's there for you to receive. It's there for you. Oh, yes. Yes. Everything you are requiring, everything you are looking for, it is right there in the city of refuge. It is there. Yes. Tonight, let your heart believe it. It is faith claiming. You are in the city. All, everything is there for you to take. Believe it, believe it. It is there, it's yours. Every promise, every line, every chapter, everything. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. That in the city of refuge, there is nothing to lack. Everything we are looking for, it is right there. It's there. One thing I desire of the Lord, one thing I will seek after, is to dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. To behold all the beautiful things that has been provided, or to inquire and receive everything that is in the house, that is in the city, that is in Christ. Tonight, Lord Jesus, I claim them. They are mine. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, the Lord. There has been a cause for me to run away. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe it, Lord, tonight. I believe it, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord Jesus. I believe it. I believe it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, I know whom I've believed. Yes, I know whom I've believed. Yes, I know whom I believe. Do you know how to sing that song? I am persuaded that he is able to keep that he has admitted unto him against that day. I know whom I believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Oh, yes, I know, yes, I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him again. Let's sing it once again. Let's sing it once again. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Do you believe it? Do you believe whom you have committed all this? That he's more than able, oh, to provide abundantly and exceedingly than what even you expect. That is our Lord. That is Christ who has everything. Amen. We ask our precious brother, Wilmore, to come and close us in prayer. How many believe? Amen. In that city is there. When you go home, continue to just ask and ask and ask, so that your joy will be full. Amen. Because in that city there is always joy. Amen. There is always joy. Ah, don't look sad. When you look sad, then just be joyful. Amen. That city. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we would like to thank you tonight, Father, for your grace and your mercy towards us. And that, Lord, you are always thinking about us, Lord. Father, you know exactly the things that we need and when we need them. Lord, many times when the enemy has set a trap against us, Lord, to try to catch us some way and to discourage us some other way, Father, you always bring encouragement through the preaching of thy word. And Father, tonight, Lord, you have come once again and you have reminded us, Lord, of the city of refuge. And Lord, you have shown us, Lord, Father, that, Lord, you made it especially for us. Amen. For you are that city of refuge. Lord, it says, Lord, Father, that we have a right to stay in that city for as long as the high priest is still living of that city.
Amen.
And Father, we are believing tonight, Lord, Father, that when we entered in, our high priest is still living, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, as long as he is living, we will abide in that city.
Amen.
So help us tonight, O God, that Father, we may find a safe haven in the walls of the city of God.
Amen.
That Father, the enemy would not have space to come in to try and to take us out.
Yes.
Father, have mercy, Lord. Amen. God. That Father, if there be any tonight here, Lord,
that heaven run to the city, that, Lord, you'd quicken their pace, Lord,
Amen.
That they may press their way until they've come to the gates of the city, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for they did not do it in the first place.
Yes.
Lord, they were trapped into it, Father.
Amen.
Oh, God, but you have made a way of escape, Lord, that they do not have to pay such a price. They only have to come in into the city.
Oh,
so
yes.
Be merciful, Lord God, that if there be any, Lord, that Father would not have come in, they would run to the city, and that they may find refuge.
Amen.
And help us, O God, that Father, we
yes.
may do all we can to
Amen.
Spread this news to our fellow men,
Amen.
Our brethren, Lord,
Amen.
People that are lost out there, Lord,
yes, Lord,
not knowing who they really are. Father, may it be in our hearts, Lord, that you would inspire us, Lord, to speak unto them and call out to them, Lord, even as one brother said, that the bridge is out. Lord, have mercy, O God, for the many people, Lord, that are going towards a fallen bridge to lose their lives, Lord. While we are watching, I pray that you be merciful to us, that, Lord, we may, Lord, Father, feel it in our hearts,
Amen.
Father,
Amen.
To bring also this good news of salvation.
Amen.
Be merciful, Lord, O God. We pray that you would bless our church. You know where we are and the things that we need.
Yes.
Lord, oh God, I pray that you would continue to inspire your men, Lord. Father, Lord, oh God, not to look at the things that are outside, but that, Lord, they may only fix your eyes on
yes.
thee, Lord, and do thy will, oh God.
Amen.
We pray you be merciful, Lord, unto your ministers, Lord, as they bring this word, unpopular as it is becoming,
mm-hmm.
Lord. Father, with the scoffers that are rising up everywhere, looking at us, Lord, and laughing, saying, where is the promise? But, Father, we see all the signs, Lord, that indeed the coming of the Lord is imminent. So help us, Father, to remain steadfast, Lord, and to do all we can, Father, for our fellow lost men.
Amen.
Have mercy, Lord, and bless, Lord, Father, our dear brother Andrew. Lord,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Continue to use him.
Amen.
I commit him into your hands, Father. Amen. May you, Lord, give him more and more of thy revealed word
yes.
to bring unto your people. Father, praying for Brother Maxwell for being faithful tonight. Bless him also, Lord. Father, I pray you'd increase his ministry. Lord, Father, and bless his family. Father, every brother, every sister that's been faithful tonight
Amen.
To come, Lord, into their post
Amen.
Of duty. Father, I pray that you bless them.
Yes.
Whatever they need, Lord, may they receive, I ask it, Father. Please be
Jesus.
With us, Lord. Until we would meet again, we just want to commit ourselves to you for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Let's sing one song and rejoice, knowing that we have received, Amen, every request. Amen.
I believe God.
I believe God, ask what you will, and it shall be there. Trust and obey, believe and say, I believe God.
Let's sing again.
I believe God, I believe God, ask what you will, and it shall be there.